Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, and welcome to Everything is Fine, a podcast for women over 40. I'm Kim France.
And I'm Talia Bacassus.
It's been a while since we've made an episode, and there's a reason for that. We've got some big changes and some big news for you, and I'm going to let Tally do that.
Okay, so the show is not ending, first of all, but I am going to move on. I have a new job. And so I have to leave the show, but not without an amazing new co-host, which we'll tell you about in a minute.
Well, why don't you talk? I mean, I know you're really superstitious about telling anybody what your job is, but I think we can say that she wouldn't leave unless it was a super awesome job. And I have to acknowledge that it is a really super awesome job she's leaving for.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited about it. I would definitely not leave the show for any job. It's kind of like a job that I've coveted for a long, long time. So I will say that. But maybe we can just take a moment to acknowledge what a fun ride this has been for the last year.
Yeah.
What do you think you've gotten out of this for the last year?
Well, the great thing for me personally has been collaborating with someone. Because when you're a writer, blogger, whatever, you work alone. And it's been really fantastic to have a collaborator like you. And also, it's been really great for me to have a new friendship.
Yeah.
As far as what I got out of the show, I mean, I think hearing different women's voices, hearing all the different ways there are to be a woman over 40, and how few rules there have to be, has been really inspiring to me. How about you?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. The friendship has been definitely the best perk of the show. I think, you know, we started off, we didn't really know each other that well. And now we're at a point where we talk almost every day. And I hope that keeps going.
Me too.
I love what you said about all the different ways you can be a woman over 40. I mean, one of the reasons I wanted to do this show and we started was because I was so scared of it. I was so scared of being over 40 and scared of what it meant and scared of aging. And so many of our guests have shown me how badass you can be and how you don't have to give a shit. You don't have to let it be this thing that you're embarrassed about or that you're trying to hide. You can just live your best life. I mean, not to be too Oprah about it, but I did see that this can be a really amazing time. And every time I say stuff like that, I feel so hokey, but
no, but it's true. It's really true. And it's made me feel much more comfortable with my own aging too, I have to say. It really has, to feel the gratitude that the women who've come on the show express, you know, to feel like it's really a pretty meaningful time of life and not just the tail end. It's the after party.
Yeah. And a time when you have to find your own meaning and find your purpose and not take as much bullshit from other people. And it's a time when you really know yourself. And I really feel that. Like, I know what I want. I know what I need. I know myself. I know my strengths and weaknesses. And there's a lot a value in that. When I think back to myself in my 20s, I was just so bumbling.
What are you going to miss the most about doing the show?
The guests. I find so many of the guests, we went into it not necessarily knowing what it was going to be like, and they really surprised us.
Yep. Who is your favorite guest?
I have a lot of favorite guests.
Okay, who are some of your favorite guests?
Yeah, I loved Claire Dieter. I loved Sarah Crichton. Sarah Crichton was the one who thought she might have been fired for ageism, but then turned around and kind of got this amazing job and is living her best publishing life now. Claire Dieter wrote Love and Trouble. She just talked a lot about the losses, but of the resilience of this age. I loved Stacey London. I thought she was going to mostly talk about style, but then she talked about how this is a time to have a midlife renaissance. I mean, those are just some off the top of my head.
Yeah.
You?
Well, Jennifer Romolini, for sure. The work, mm-hmm. the work episode, I thought was a really great one. Samantha Irby.
Oh yeah, Samantha Irby.
Samantha Irby was hilarious and so smart, mm-hmm. and I was so thrilled mm-hmm. to have her on. Mm-hmm. Stacey mm-hmm. London was another favorite of mine, and my mom.
Oh yeah, your mom.
I really like the mom episode, I have to say.
Well, yeah, Jennifer Romolini was a good episode.
It really was. Which brings us to the next topic, which is Tally's replacement.
Yes.
And that person is Jennifer Romolini, who is here with us now.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. I'm just like a creep lurking on this conversation. Hi.
So if you guys don't remember Jennifer Romolini, she did one of everybody's favorite episodes about redefining your career and success for yourself. It was very popular, and we decided that Jennifer would be the perfect person to be a co-host to Kim. So, Jennifer, tell us who you are.
Well, I'm currently very nervous that I'm going to be like an Oliver on the Brady Bunch here. That's who I am currently. But we're going to try to put that nervousness aside. I am a 47-year-old woman who lives somewhat reluctantly in Los Angeles. I'm originally from Philadelphia. I'm a writer. I'm an editor. I'm a sort of recovering ambition monster. I had a lot of big jobs before what I do now, which is a jumble of things. And I'm a mom. I have a very smart and precocious 10-year-old. And I'm married to a writer. And I lived in New York for a really long time, 15 years. And that's where I met Kim. And Kim and I worked together for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. What's your history with Kim?
So Kim was my boss twice. The first time was like this disaster where I ultimately wound up getting fired, although she doesn't remember this.
No. I just remember it differently.
So basically, this is my third stint with Kim. But and then I worked for Kim as the deputy editor of Lucky Magazine. I went in a second time and became an editor after the firing and was really sort of an unlikely person at Lucky and wound up learning so much from Kim. And also, I should say that I was a huge fan of Sassy before I ever knew Kim. So there's a little bit of like sassiest girl in America right now for me that I'm getting to do this. So it's super exciting. but also since working at Lucky, which is now years ago, Kim and I have become good friends, I think.
We have become good friends and we've had a beautiful friendship renaissance during COVID.
Totally, totally. We've been one of each other's like check-in points, which has been really nice for me and has really kept me afloat because this has obviously been such a hard time for everyone. But yeah, I do a lot of things, but one of the things I do is I do a lot of like myth busting and lie busting in my career, and I am obsessed with aging and like Kim said earlier, the different ways we can age and also the lies we've been told about aging, and I'm really looking forward to having those conversations and sort of dispelling these myths and breaking us out of a mold of what we think we should be at any age, honestly.
This might be the same question asked over, but why are you excited to do this?
Well, for that reason, I'm very, very excited to talk about something that I think about every day, right? Like the best work you can do is something that you're just sort of organically passionate about. And I am passionate about discussing everything from my melting neck to why don't people hire women over 50 and what are we supposed to do, die? Like I am very fixated on these ideas. And also, like, what I thought I was supposed to feel like at this age and how it's so different than what I actually do feel like, right? So,
like how?
Well,
no, I want to
know. You want to know specifics. Well, I thought I was going to be a more serious person at this age. And it turns out I'm still the frivolous fuck I always was. Can I say fuck? Do we say fuck on this show?
We say fuck a fair amount.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm still the same frivolous fuck that I always was. Like, age has not transformed me into like this polished, like poised person. I'm just the same mess, you know, with more wisdom. But I think that the other reason I'm excited to do the show is because I really genuinely believe, and this is hokey, but I genuinely believe we get better as we get older. Like, I'm a better worker. I'm a better manager. I'm for sure a better friend. I'm a better partner. I'm, you know, all of it. I'm better than I was in my 20s. And, you know, the world is telling me that I should be forgotten. It just seems like such a contradiction to what I feel inside and frankly, just bullshit. So I'm excited to just have these conversations and bring these conversations to people and help other women feel like, wait, that's nonsense. I'm not going to believe that. And hopefully we can start to move things a little bit.
Awesome. I will be listening.
And also, I just want to say to Tali, like, you did such a good job, and I'm just so honored to take over here. Like, thank you so much, because what you've built here with Kim is really amazing, and I'm really honored and grateful for this. So
thank you.
Well, we're both very grateful to Tali. This podcast was Tali's idea. She has pulled a ton of the weight, editing, doing all the technical side of things, dealing with really pretty much every single detail that I would screw up.
Stop.
Well, no. I can say that. I'm a disorganized person.
Yeah, well, great. So it's we'll see how it goes.
We're going to take a quick break for some ads.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back to Everything is Fine.
But I feel like people are going to have some questions. You guys, you listeners, are going to have some questions about how the show might change. And I feel like, you know, Jennifer and I were talking about this yesterday. It's weird to call her Jennifer because everybody just calls her Romolini. I don't know if that's your way in your current life now, but I feel like you're one of those last name people.
I'm one of those multi-name people. Like, everybody calls me a different thing. So, like, it's
yeah. Oh, really? What are some of the other things people call you?
Romo, Rambo, Rambolini. J-Ro, I'm just like, whatever. Like, I don't care. Jen, Jennifer, my dad calls me Jenny sometimes. I guess I'm just like one of those people that I'm not held up in a name. But anyway, you can call me whatever you want, Kim.
Okay.
I'm somebody who people often call by my full name, Tali Abacasis.
Yeah, I am also often Kim France.
I'm often Jen Romolini. Yeah. That's another thing. Jen Romolini, that's,
So wait, you were talking about how the show would or would not change, and that you were talking about that yesterday, so maybe finish that
part. We were talking about it yesterday, and Jen was saying it's going to be the same show. We're, you know, we're still interested in the same things. There's not some big perspective change. But of course, when you bring in a new personality, then it changes a lot. So I think it's, you know, we still want this show to scratch the same itch it's been scratching. But I think that it is just by necessity going to be different, of course.
That's good. Do you guys want to talk about, you want to hype up some of the upcoming ideas that you have just to get people hyped up?
No.
Fine.
That makes me nervous.
Okay.
No, we've got some great, we've come up with some really fantastic episode ideas. We've already got some very good guests lined up who I think you guys will really love to hear from.
I mean, the other thing is we might be talking about things we like and things we're thinking about and things we're buying or not buying. And like, we might get into a little bit more of, you know, recommendations.
Yeah, I mean, we've been playing, you know, we've been playing around with little things that we could do to change things up. But I would say that, you know, Tally and I were always trying to change things up a little. And, you know, everything evolves.
Right. Like, I would like to, you know, there are really expensive cutting boards that I would like to talk about. And also, I'm obsessed currently with toe spreaders, which is a whole thing we need to discuss.
What?
Toast spreaders?
What is a toast spreader?
Okay. So you're in quarantine. You're just like, oh my God, my feet, I'm not paying any attention to anything. Or you've been in heels forever, whatever. And
toast spreader. I thought you said toast.
No, toast. Well, that's different.
I was like, isn't that just a knife?
Well, that's an invention probably that you would see on Instagram. But a toe spreader is when you look down at your foot and your foot is like looking like a claw, like everything's all your feet, toes are all together. And it's like really, you're just like, ah, that's an old lady foot. So a toe spreader is you put these like gel things in between your toes and it makes you have like more yogic toes. And I've been doing it every day.
Oh, wow.
It's a big quarantine self-help thing.
I might do that because, you know, nobody tells you your feet get ugly.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's the truth. And like, especially I can't do anything with pedicures right now in LA. I can't do shit because everything's closed because our mayor's terrible. But I got these toe spreaders because I've been giving myself pedicures and I was like, these feet do not look right. So
that's really good. What else? I want to hear more things. What's on your mind?
The Reagans.
Oh, the show.
The show turns out worse than I remembered. Like, definitely bad.
Them as people?
Yeah, just bad. Just did a lot of bad things. Like
AIDS. Not great about AIDS.
Not great on AIDS. Not great on drugs. Not great for Black people. Like, just really, really bad. Like, I did not realize. I thought he was just like a demented Republican. But I didn't realize like their whole agenda until watching that.
I'm watching Fargo right now. In season two, he makes an appearance and they seem to imply that he did not have a very good memory, even in the best of times. Are they implying that he was a bit demented even in his 30s and 40s?
I'm not sure about that. Certainly toward the end, because I think the thing is...
No, I know toward the
end. I think
end,
the thing is with Alzheimer's, it's like a 10-year process. And so certainly while he was in office, it was probably some of that.
Oh, yeah. I remember when he was in office, there was a lot of talk of that.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's a very good documentary. The Reagan documentary is excellent. I think it's just called The Reagans. So I've been watching that. I've also been thinking a lot about white clogs. So I've been, you know... Mm-hmm.
Depends on the wearer. That's what I think.
Yeah. And I have some new face oils that I'm very excited about. So this is, you know, these are some things.
Oh, wait. Pause there. What face oils?
Okay. So I'm sure you're all aware of squalene.
Yes. Okay.
No, squalane.
Squalane. Isn't squalane. It? I don't know. It's from sugar cane, maybe, but there's maybe another one that's from animals. I don't know enough. I didn't do enough research.
I thought it was just the substance that other things live in.
That's probably right, Tally.
I don't know.
You're getting way too technical, Tally.
Anyway, so I have found, because my goal with beauty products is to find something that I can use in excess of, but won't cost me $700. Like, I want to be able to like slather just excessively. And I found this oil, I think it's from Biosance. I don't know. I'm forgetting, but it's something. Anyway, it's amazing. And it comes in a very large container and it's squalene and it's not too sticky and it's not too greasy. And it's amazing.
Really?
Well, everybody's going to want to know what that is. So you're going to have to give us the reference.
We'll put it in, we'll put it in the show notes. Yeah.
Also gua sha.
Gua sha.
Oh God, what is this stuff?
It's gua sha. I've been watching a lot of Instagram videos on gua sha, which is face massage. And it's like when you, if you actually can get a little tool.
The roller.
You can, well, I have the roller. Okay. And you don't have to buy the expense. There's going to be a gold roller. You can just get the like shitty roller from, you know, Amazon or your choice of shitty store. And you just roll your face with the squalene. And I swear to God, I think my face looks like more plump.
What about that thing where they stick, where an esthetician sticks their fingers in your mouth and like massages your face really roughly? Oh. And have you heard about this? It's supposed to, like, all the movie stars do it.
Yeah, but nobody's doing that in COVID.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know about that. The one, well, I mean, I know that like some chiropractors will go inside your mouth to like fix your bad jaw. And that's a very intimate thing, maybe more intimate than you want to be with your chiropractor. But I don't know about this other one.
It's not very COVID friendly.
No,
definitely not. And I don't remember the name of it, but it sounds monstrous.
Yeah, that does sound monstrous. But you know what? It's probably better than like getting a facelift. That's really everything for me right now. It's like, oh, better than a facelift, which I'll never get. Because if you've ever seen the facelift where they like take your face off and put it back on, I'm never doing that.
No, I know. Oh, I haven't ruled that out, but I've also never watched any video of it.
Don't do it. If you want to imagine your own face being taken off your face and then put back on, which you don't, I'm sorry. The listeners are going to hate me already. I can't. but I did that, and that was a mistake if I ever was considering a facelift, which I'm not.
The watching
yeah. was a mistake. But, you know, also, like, I've been looking at women's faces lately, and I'm like, aw, I'm starting to actually, like, find an older face really beautiful, which is, you know, something I would think I was very scared of older faces when I was younger. And now I'm like, that's actually cool the way that person's face is aging.
Hmm. Yep. I would say that I don't disagree with that. And I feel like there are certain brands that are showing older women in their ad campaign, I mean, on their websites, like Madewell and Other Stories and Anthropology are all showing older models.
And Rachel Comey.
And Rachel Comey, yes, she's very good at that.
Yeah.
Usually I find there's one over 50 model with curly gray hair who gets used by everybody. But there are other good ones. Yeah, Madewell, I think, has been really great. And that's interesting because you think of that as such a young brand, but it must not be.
Well, it's just nice to know that there's something outside of like J. Jill. Like, is it like,
yes.
Do you remember J. Jill? It was just like, that's the only place you can shop over a certain age. It's like, oh, this is who will have you.
And like, or Eileen Fisher.
Eileen Fisher. Yes. Eileen Fisher for the wealthier set. I think J. Jill had like a better price point. I might be wrong about this, but
no, they did.
But yeah, I remember just being like J. Jill, like, and just looking at it like with dread because it was like all lady play clothes. It was like nothing. There was like not nary a button.
knowing that you don't have to default to J. Jill.
Yeah, that's the
even
that's
though hope. Even though it. Like, how you dress does change. Like, how I dress has totally changed as I've gotten older, even if it's just in subtle ways. Like, the way I dress has changed.
Yes.
I think. You know, same. I don't have many rules. Same. I don't have many rules about what I won't wear, but I do have some. Like, I won't wear ripped jeans. I won't wear overalls. Won't wear any dresses that go above my knee. Overalls. I think, hey, let your freak flag fly. Like, if you like them.
Hey. I wear overalls and it's not freak flag-ish.
I'm so into overalls right now, but that's because I'm trying to look like a construction worker. like old timey construction worker, like got catcalled with a mask on as a construction worker. A guy on the street was like, "Hey, you're a sexy construction worker." And I was like, "You got me, man. I'm seen." The thing is, we will be having this conversation. This will be a conversation we have quite a bit. I have many thoughts, and so do you, and we will be having them. This will be a continued thought, because the aging thing, like even like lip gloss. The other day I put on lip gloss and I was like, I look ridiculous in this lip gloss. This has to stop.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Lip gloss over 40 is a no. It's just a no.
Why is that though?
I don't know.
I looked so stupid. I can't tell you. Like, I would wear it. I don't care about rules. I just looked ridiculous.
I don't get it. Because I often wear like the Kiehl's, just, you know, transparent, like hydrating, whatever, $5 thing. I don't find it looks weird. But then people keep saying you can't wear lip gloss. And it is a gloss, effectively.
I don't think that if you look good in it, yay, like keep wearing it. I can't even tell you. I looked so stupid. I looked like a clown. It was the weirdest thing. I mean, I don't think I was ever like a big lip gloss person, but I was like, maybe I'll try something new. It's, you know, it's 2021. And it wasn't good.
I find that I can't wear as dark a lip as I used to. Got to be a little more pink.
I can still wear a dark lip, but I can't. Well, actually, no, I'm going a couple shades back too. It's weird. It just doesn't look as good. Like it's no rule about it. If you like the way it looks, that's great. I just don't like, it's just not look. It's making my face look really hard.
Yep. That's what it does, I think. Yeah. Like wearing black, although I can't stop wearing black.
No, I like black. The overalls thing, it's funny that you said no overalls, because I've steered more into overalls. I'm almost in an all overall wardrobe.
It's really only for me. That rule exists just for me. I think anyone else who can wear overalls into their 40s and 50s and beyond, I'm sure Linda Rodin can rock an overall, to use an expression I hate.
Yeah, yes, I know that. This is funny because years ago, I remember editing copy that you were recommending overalls as a sexy look. And I remember sitting and being like, I don't know about that as a sexy look.
Allow me to provide context.
Yes, please.
It was one of those pieces at Lucky that I think everyone was afraid to tell the boss was a dumb idea. But my idea was, I want to do a thing on clothes that men find sexy that you would never think men would find sexy. So I pulled some men, and one of the things they said was overalls.
You know, you're not wrong, because my husband has said that he thinks overalls are sexy. This is a true statement of fact. Maybe that's why I'm all overalls all the time now. Who knows? Subconsciously, I never thought of that. But you're not wrong about either of those things, because also we were all working on that feature, and we were like, I don't know. I don't know what she's doing, but none of us told you.
I do remember you and my former assistant, Ramon, coming into my office once about an editor's letter, though, and saying, like, yeah, no.
That's true.
Do you remember what it was about?
I do. There is still a website called Jezebel that was new at the time and really picked on Lucky a lot. And they used to make fun of our copy. They didn't know how much people labored over that copy and how hard it was to make like a page of 10 essentially identical black shoes sound different. And so I was okay, guys, we're going to have a contest. I want you to try to write copy for a page full of shoes. And it was totally because of Jezebel. And when it ran, Jezebel totally knew it was because of them. And Romolini was 100% right. I never should have done it, but I did.
Yeah. You don't fuck with trolls is the thing. You just don't use that's the rule. Like,
yeah.
But anyway, I think I stood up once. Well, I stood up sometimes. But I can't wait to continue this long-standing debate about overalls. You know, we're in a new decade.
I just had this flashback, Romolini. I used to smoke cigarettes in my office at Condé Nast. The bathroom with Romolini. We crowd into my bathroom because the bathroom was really well. I had a bathroom in my office. It was super well ventilated. And nobody would ever know if you were smoking in there. So Romolini and I used to cram into my bathroom and smoke cigarettes.
We totally did. In the middle of the day, instead of, well, because for you, because you were the editor-in-chief, it was like a huge pain in the ass. You couldn't stand outside with the plebes downstairs like I used to do. The thing is, yeah, nobody knew we were smoking in the office except when I came out of your office. And I've thought about this recently. Just like pig pen of smoke. Like just
I was going to say, there's no way that people didn't know and that it was so well ventilated that nobody could tell. Like, that seems impossible.
Well, the bathroom, I think, maybe didn't smell. I think maybe we sprayed a bunch of expensive things. Like, it's just so stupid. Like, just two children playing a job. And then I would come out and I remember like walking around the office and I was so smelly because when you're in a contained area with two cigarettes, like,
yeah,
no way. But, you know, I loved cigarettes, so... This is a love story, actually.
No, it's really pesky that they kill you because they're just so divine.
Oh, the best. My favorite drug, nicotine.
Do you have any parting thoughts for us, Tally? Advice?
Advice. Enjoy yourselves. Yeah, have fun with it. I would love it if some of the listeners stayed in touch with me. You can DM me. You can find me on all the places. I'm not disappearing from the universe. So yeah.
Thanks for listening to Everything is Fine. We're your hosts, Kim France and now
Jennifer Romolini.
If you like the show, be sure to rate it and review on all the platforms. You can follow the show's Instagram at EIF Podcast. Email us at, this is a new email address, everythingisfinethepodcast@gmail.com. I know that's really long. Everything else was taken.
Sorry.
And you can follow and you can follow me on my blog, girlsofacertainage.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.